This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now.
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Welcome back down the Tee Florida, our second hour as we prepare across the street. We are live at downtown St. Petersburg as we prepare for the Tampa Bay Rays and the St. Louis Cardinals. About a driver, for you I'd say it's probably a driver, an 8-iron and a 2-putt to the ticket window there, Kerry McNally.
It's more like a 6-iron and then a pitching wedge and then 3, maybe 4 putts.
Oh, you're.
Hey, you know what we're gonna do, gentlemen? You know what we're gonna do? One day when it's real quiet. Hey, when it's real quiet, it's a quiet day. We're gonna go out back. We're gonna tee off from Ferg's, and we're gonna play the ticket window. We're gonna see what it takes. We're gonna have our own little internal on the Tee Florida golf tournament, and we're gonna literally. We might even start right there from the Ferg's 19th hole clubhouse ice pick. Studios or on the Tee Florida. We'll start from there, and we might just use sand wedges. And we're going to play a golf ball, and make sure Ferg's not there because you know we're not going to break any windows or thing, Ferg's. But we might have to be chipping down the stairs and out the door, and we're going to see how many shots it really takes of the sand wedge and a golf ball to get to the ticket office.
Tin cup moment. I love this idea. I went with lower clubs because I'm bouncing it off the concrete.
Exactly. I knew it.
Videotape this, and Kerry, you're going to put it together. You're going to edit all this stuff. You know, edit all the bad shots because you know we know that Mike's golf swing. We said this in the past on the air that resembles two bulldogs and a burlap sack fighting in a telephone booth. It describes his golf swing there. So we're going to let you videotape that and see what happens.
Hey! With this format, I know I can open these back windows we have now.
Right.
And I can play right alongside you guys and probably get more creative because I've had to be more creative because my game blows.
As long as we get Roger Maltby doing the play-by-play into a soda dispenser.
We got Gary Cook down here. We'll get him down here. Yeah. So anyway, I will hit an 8-iron.
Okay.
We got turf out here.
Okay.
I'll hit an 8-iron, and it'll get out to 13th Street. Then it will trickle down to the bottom, so I'll be laying 2.
Right. But then you got to go over the creek. You got to go over the little creek into the...
I'm going around the creek, dude.
Okay,
you're
going
around? I'm going through the main gate.
Okay.
I'm going through the main gate, and I think I have a shot at you guys. In fact, I might give you each strokes. I'm used to playing a challenge like that. Okay. I play a lot of putt-putt golf.
All right, I'm excited.
Hey, we might have to call the St. Pete Police Department to get a permit so we can... play across the street there so we don't take out somebody's Tesla.
I know the chief. I can get Mr. Holloway, Chief Holloway. He'd be happy to do it.
You may know him.
He'll be part of this.
But he eats here every week, so he'll be all in.
I want to take a moment and bring things down a little bit. When my wife and I celebrated what I trademarked our Mooniversary because we were married during COVID, so we were not able to have neither a wedding nor an actual honeymoon.
That was my daughter.
So as things were opening back up again, we decided that we would go to Maui.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I know where you're going with this.
And so when we went, and the people of Maui could not have been more gracious, warm, kind, friendly. And I was able to get out on Wailea and play with a lovely family. My wife hadn't really even picked up a club yet at that point. And I just wanted to take a minute to for all of us to think about the people of Maui and what's going on there with these devastating fires, because it is a golf mecca, but more importantly, there are generations and generations of people that live there, that have lived there. There are lots of people that move from the mainland to live there. They've invested their lives in this incredible Pacific paradise, and now they've just been absolutely devastated. And you know, our thoughts and our prayers from On the Tee Florida go out to everybody that's been affected by this incredible disaster.
Well, 36 deaths, unfortunately, probably more. You see Paradise, and people were commenting, and I know a lot of people who go there on an annual basis to golf. They were commenting, they were diving into the water. Boats were rescuing them off the island.
Yeah, I think about our last day there, we went whale watching, and I felt like the universe was really sort of with us. I mean, every moment of it, we drove the road to Takana in a 1957 Porsche. We did everything. We got up every morning, we went hiking, and we went scuba diving, we went snorkeling, and the whole thing. And the last day that we were there, we went whale watching, and I feel like I almost saw one of the boats that we were on whale watching in the news last night, where people, to your point, they were jumping into the water to stay alive, and they were being fished out of the water by some of these commercial folks that are used to taking people on their vacations and creating memories that last a lifetime. So my heart is broken. And our thoughts and prayers from On the Tee Florida go out to everybody that's been affected.
Well, that's Gary McNally. Now we're going to bring another pro. We're back to Two Pros and a Hack again. And he's a good friend of mine from the great state of Iowa, John Rager, Mark Egli. He's been kind enough to join us several times, numerous times now. We've gone from several to numerous, and we're blessed to have him join us again today. Probably a nice, hot, sultry August day, and I'm talking about Iowa, not here in Florida. And he's Mark Egli, five-time Teacher of the Year, Michigan State graduate, and right now, I think it's safe to say he's the godfather of golf across the entire state of Iowa. How are you, my man?
I'm doing pretty well. Just finishing up, giving one of your great Hawkeyes that should be in the NFL a golf lesson. So,
who are you with?
John Wagner, the defensive end.
Oh, what kind of games he got?
He's gone to the Sound of Loneliness to the Speed of Sound for a period of time. And that's what you find with great athletes.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah. Mark's got all kinds of analogies. He just never wanted to ever describe my swing, and I went out there and hit balls and told him not to waste his time many times. He's got Des Moines.
Hey, Mike, you know what? Hey, Mike, we need to bring Mark on. I'm gonna a little bit better here. I want to use a little bit of an introduction for Mark. Mark is one of the coolest golf professionals that I know of. I mean, on my hand, there's five of the coolest golf professionals, PGA golf professionals, that I can name. One of them is Lieutenant Dan Rooney, who's an F-16 fighter pilot, who's also a PGA golf professional, founded Folds of Honor. Right behind him is Mark Egli. I just want to let our listeners know Mark has taught golfers of every level over the past 30 years. In that time, Mark has taught baseball, basketball, football, hockey, softball, and tennis skills to all competitors of all levels. And, you know, and Mark sometimes, he's a humble guy, and I know he's been on our radio show quite a bit, but we are Florida's fastest growing radio show, and so some of our listeners may be the first time they hear from Mark, but he is consistently ranked as one of the best golf instructors in the Midwest and the United States by all the major golf publications, including Golf Digest, number one ranked instructor in Iowa for a decade, and also earning the PGA of Iowa's Teacher of the Year multiple times. So I just want to let our listeners know this is a man that knows what he's talking about, a great humanitarian. And so I just want to bring Mark on, and thank you for being on our show tonight, Mark. Welcome to On the Tee Florida.
Well, thank you very, very much. I wish there was more beautiful women listening to think that, boy, I got to meet that guy, but I bet you got all golfers.
And now, Mark, you know why I have John Rager on, because he is the pro, not just on the golf course, but also on the radio mic, and does things the right way. You know me, I've been fumbling, stumbling, and bumbling for a couple of decades, but it's great to have you back on. And
thank you.
So I guess we wanted to ask you a couple of questions. And you probably are getting these questions from the public, the people that come out to the Des Moines driving range and hit balls, about Zach Johnson and he's got such a tough decision to make. I'm putting this team together, this 2023 Ryder Cup team, to travel over to Italy because of this you know, the issue with LIV and the players, and we know that there are several of the best players in the world. What do you think? What do you think Zach's gut feel is from this topic? Is he going to make it on emotion for the love of the red, white, and blue, or his love of the PGA and right now their issues they have with LIV? What's your gut feel?
That it's all going to be in the rear view mirror in 6 months or a year. And it's not like we have the insight of John Rieger being able to predict somebody's going to shoot a spectacular round on the worst day of a U.S. Open. I'm pretty sure that he has to be somewhat clairvoyant on that. But on this one, Zach Johnson is just the best guy in the world. And not to get into religion and that, but he has faith. And he has character and quality of life. And I'm pretty sure if the devil wanted to be on his team and he was the best player, he probably wouldn't pick him. Because, and I'm not saying anybody's the devil, but I know, I was with Zach the week that all the live letters were going, emails were going out to the players. And I'm proud of the way that Zach Johnson reacted to that. And my analogy with the devil may not be a very good one, but Zach is going to put together really good people to be on the team. And I wish there wasn't the pressure of this, but it's there.
You know, so, Mark, let me ask you a question. So we know the devil is in the details. So is there anybody from LIV that is going to be on the team?
Brooks Koepka is a favorite of mine. And, you know, who are your major winners here this year? And which one of those major winners are available to play in this event? And I think that might cross Zach's mind, because with his moralistic view of things, he would think that the very best players with character should represent the United States. Does that sound better than my previous analogy?
Yes, thank you. We are God-fearing people here on the Deep Florida, but no, I agree, but that's actually not a bad analogy.
No, yeah. No, it's not. But it's as you said, And it is difficult, and he's probably the right frame of mind and person of character to be in this situation. But it's just unfortunate that when he gets this opportunity in his career, you know, he's got 13 wins on the tour. He's got two majors. He's just a wonderful human being, and that he has to split hairs like this and make decisions that aren't going to be popular in many cases on both sides of the equation. And
I want to throw something in there real quick, too. He is number four on the points list right now for the Ryder Cup, as I look at the RyderCup.com website, where you can check out the European team and the American team. So he is number four. So he's already earned his spot unless somebody comes up to the FedEx Cup and goes by him.
You know, and then Bryson shoots a 58 last weekend, DeChambeau, and then there's a lot of people saying, you know, well, poor Justin Thomas had a tough year, but he looks superb on Sunday.
Right.
And he's a competitor, and he's always battled aggressively in any of the President's Cup and the Ryder Cup. I mean, he's got a tough decision ahead of him, man.
And when does he have to make this buy? Because this thing is coming up. It's September 29th, right? I mean, this is happening. We got to make a move here, right? When does he have to announce the team?
Well, here's what happens with when they get to the BMW Championship next week. Then at that particular point, they close everything out as far as points, and then after the Tour Championship at East Lake, they'll be able to. Then that's, I think, on that Monday, major press conference, and Zach will announce his picks.
Okay.
Hey, Mark. When you were working with you saw that 135 pounder, 5'7" golfer from Drake University out there on your range back in the day, did you ever think we'd be talking about him as the Ryder Cup captain And as I just said, the 13 wins and the two majors. Did you ever, in your wildest dreams, think that a Drake Bulldog that was number three or four on the team would have had this incredible success?
Probably not. And I can remember, I'm probably the only one that can say it, but I remember the sweet little 10-year-old kid at Elmcrest Country Club. And being around him a lot for the first 12 years of his golf career, from 10 years old on up to this, I always saw the tenacity in him. And, you know, it took me about 5 years to have him stop calling me Mr. Eggley. He was one of those kind of kids. And his mom and dad are the greatest people in the world. His dad, Dave, is a chiropractor. And, boy, they instilled values in this kid. And they instilled drive in him. And I never saw him once in his life where he wasn't driven. And so nobody's ever asked me the question, but what do you see as the most important quality over time and developing? And I would say it's drive. Where's your passion? You know, a lot of people have passion, but are you going to get in the driver's seat and drive it all the way? And that's what Zach has done. So.
Yeah, one of the best days I've ever had in my life is when I was president of the North Florida PGA, we created a program with the Arnold Palmer Invitational where we got to walk with tour pros on the Wednesday Pro-Am, and we turned 7-hour rounds into 5-hour rounds so we could help the caddies who, you know, typically were neighbors and friends and this, that, and the other, and get people moving around the golf course. And I had the great pleasure of being able to walk with Zach Johnson that day. And also Mike Bender, who's been PGA Teacher of the Year, and also, you know, many time North Florida PGA Teacher of the Year. And it was just a wonderful day with Zach, and there was something different about him. You know, he's not an overpowering physical person, but I tell you what, this is a person that you can see that has worked harder and has grinded out more than just about any other player I've ever met. So, I'm a huge Zach Johnson fan, and I think, you know, we're not going to church tonight, but I can tell you that redemption is something that's part of the Christian religion. And even recently, Brooks, now he's got a baby, and he even has mended the fences with Bryson out there on the LIV Golf. And I can tell you that, that's a lot to look into when you start talking about players' picks, and I think you've absolutely nailed it. He's going to make these picks based on character and based on playability, but he's not going to sell his soul just to win a Ryder Cup. He's going to do the right thing with the right people, what he feels at the time.
I agree with you, John.
Well, Mark, share with our audience your interaction with Brooks Koepka, because I was not a big Brooks Koepka, if I can say his name properly, fan. I just thought, you know, the young man was quite smug and very direct and bold and just a young, successful young athlete for the most part. The way that they operate. But you had an interaction, of course, being down here in Florida. He's a Florida State Seminole. There's a lot of people here that want to do. We got a Seminole here on the simulator right now. Yeah, well, I get hammered a lot about that. But it took you, my Iowa buddy, to tell me this story. Share with the audience again what a cool cat your interaction with Brooks Koepka was.
Well, we had just finished up lunch, and it was one of those days where you're feeling empowered. Yeah, you don't bother people on the range if they're working and things at a major championship. This one happened to be the 2018 PGA Championship. And I was inside talking. My best friend, Sean McCartney, is playing. And him and Tiger were all Americans the same year together, and they're acquaintances. And so I finished up this little conversation with Tiger inside. I'm going outside. And Mac McCarty, his dad, he's standing there with the bag. And he's nervous as could be because the super golf hero is Brooks Koepka. And I walked out. Brooks wasn't doing anything, wasn't hitting balls, and was just chit-chatting. And I walked to Brooks. I said, my player's son is a tremendous fan, and I'd like to introduce you to him. And he's about 15 feet away, and he looked at me and goes, you don't have to introduce me to Mac. I know him. I watch him and his dad out at in California in the club professional championship. Oh, Mac, it's really nice to meet you. And he sat there and talked to him. And then we had a little get-together because Sean is, for the last quarter century, if you look up the stats, whenever Sean McCarty played, he was the longest on the PGA Tour. And I do have a little video on YouTube where Brooks and Sean were hitting balls next to each other at the PGA at Bellarive, and they were the only two that could get it out of the range, and they did. And it was just a really nice 20, 30 minutes with Brooks Koepka, and the rest of the week it was just, you know, you cross people in passing, and he was just, hey, how's it going? You know, just one of those kind of guys. And so I forever have liked him, and I'm sitting in my car during the interview, so it's not loud, but I look over here, and I got a little Ricky Fowler poster in the window over here, and I think the guys that I was surprised how nice they were was Ricky Fowler and Brooks Koepka. And Ricky was nice with my little daughter when she was about 10 years old at a tour event when he was a rookie, and he sat there for a half hour hitting balls out of a bunker and chatting with my 10-year-old daughter like it was his little sister. And when guys are like that, when they're not around the fame and the fortune, you find out who they really are. And Brooks Koepka and Ricky Fowler are that to me, the old PGA professional.
Well, you turn my opinion around on Brooks Koepka. I trust anything that you do. Hey, and we're winding things down here. I got to switch gears, guys, because the two gentlemen on here with me, Mark, have never been blessed to come to the great state of Iowa for the Iowa State Fair, the number one fair in America, gentlemen. And it's not just about cows and pigs and corn.
What is it about, Mike? Well,
Mark, is the fair start this week or next week?
Started today.
Yeah, it's today.
Started today.
I know it's today because it's all the politicians are there. They're all there campaigning.
Democrats and Republicans.
The greatest fair in America.
Yeah.
Well, I got a question then. Is that wait a second. Iowa Fair. Do they have deep fried Oreos at the Iowa State Fair?
Yes, they do.
Oh my goodness. You know, we don't need to be flying to New York to do this pickleball on Fox Network. We need to fly to the Iowa State Fair and get some deep fried Oreos.
Oh, you can't believe what you can find here. It's unbelievable.
I think it was 14 years, I did my show out at the Iowa State Fair, and I would gain, on an average, 10 to 12 pounds. I didn't drink any alcohol then, and I would spend, in a 10-day period, with my kids and everybody coming, a good $500-$600.
Oh, yeah.
And you loved every moment of it, and I'm just one of hundreds of thousands, aren't we, Mark?
Absolutely. And, you know, they get really good entertainment here, too. One of those people that was real, we had a chance to meet last year at the PGA, Eric Church, he's singing there Sunday night. So, you know, we get some pretty major league good talent to come and hang out here. And there's others, but, you know, just it's a wonderful state. So you guys should head on up here.
I'm going to make sure it's on their bucket list, and then we'll show them a good time.
I'm going to surprise all you guys. My daughter lives in Council Bluffs.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Council Tucky,
absolutely.
Well, I'm from Sioux City, Iowa.
The best thing I ever had at the Iowa Fair was a Twinkie.
Deep-fried Twinkie.
Dipped in chocolate.
And oh, my God.
And fried.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And the corn dogs, right, Mark? They're right at the top of the list.
Oh yeah, that's filet mignon at the Iowa State.
You can get anything on a stick here that you could imagine. Oh, yeah.
Now you guys have not met
like Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist.
On a stick, you can get it on a stick.
You have not met Mark Egley, but this man is fit.
Okay.
But I guarantee you, anybody, whether you're fit or you're out of shape, you're woofing down some grub.
Of course you are. Iowa State Fair. That's the point. That's the whole point of it.
Well, Mark, I didn't mean to digress. It was a great conversation, as always, with you. I know you've got something at 5:30 your time. You're probably giving another lesson here, the busiest man in the state.
And you guys would be jealous. I sit and teach in the shade. I've got one of the cover shot canopies here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you should check out go to my Facebook and check out the post of the young kid I'm giving a lesson to on Sunday in the pouring rain.
Yeah, Mark, can you please, just, it's very, very noisy here in the bar. Can you please tell everybody how they can reach out to you, how they can follow you? Can you just please, I'm at my computer right now. I want to go ahead and follow you. I want to go ahead and like you, and I want to go ahead and add you as a friend. Can you just tell us Facebook, please?
Mark Egley on Facebook, Des Moines Driving Range on Facebook, and my driving range at sports and golf is markegley.com.
And for our listeners out there, I'm going to spell this out. It's M-A-R-K, Mark Egley, EGLY.com. You go to that website, you're going to learn about a fantastic man there and all the great stuff he's doing.
And the big thing I'm doing this week, we're expanding it. And we're going to start doing golf instruction. You know, I had a little medical condition that they told me I wasn't going to be here. So I'm doing all this catch up to make sure everybody knows that why do we have so many people that hit it farther than everybody else on earth? And that's what we're going to do. So keep checking in the next few weeks and it'll be better and better and better.
Thank you, Mark Egley.
Okay.
Thank you.
Get out there and eat some fair food for me, my man. I'll be back next year. All right.
Thank you. Okay.
He's Mark Egley. Let's take a break nice conversation. But I'm telling you guys, you're missing out on not going to the Iowa State Fair. It's entertaining. It's not just ag. It's a blast. Iowa State Fair, one of my favorite things I've ever done from an entertainment perspective. All right, I digress. We'll be back here. Yeah, you can notice, Barry McNally, the silence.
I know.
First pitch is in five minutes.
Hey, Mike, you have to give the teaser, and we're going to come back and talk about Phil Mickelson and did he bet on the 2012 Ryder Cup.
Yeah, we will talk about that at length. We might debate that. How about that, John Rager?
Here we go.
Absolutely.
We'll be back on the T Florida live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by our good friends at Michelob Ultra and, of course, Ice Pick Vodka. Stay tuned.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the T from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
On the Tee Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Carrie McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the On the Tee of Florida, brought to you by our friends at Michelob Ultra, the superior light beer, proud sponsor of all things golf at the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse and On the Tee of Florida. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. And, of course, Ice Pick Vodka. Grab a Champa Bay or any Ice Pick cocktail locally distilled right here at Cocoa Beach in Florida. He's John Rager up there on St. Augustine Beach. I've been fortunate to have Kerry McNally, my wingman today, Tom Gribbins in Colorado.
It's an honor to be here with you, and it's gotten a lot quieter here because everybody's across the street at the Tropicana.
It's a little easier to do the show, but it's also entertainment, and it gives people a feel for the kind of environment that the On the Tee party and entertainment
broadcast is. This is what we're all about, and Rieger's here, and I was just looking up Mark Egli and looking at his Facebook page, and there he is shaking hands with the great Eric Church, multi-Grammy Award winner, sells out stadiums, fantastic songwriter. What were you telling me about him?
He sold out a stadium 2 years ago, and then he's a huge North Carolina Tar Heel. You remember this story, John. He's a huge North Carolina Tar Heel fan, over the top.
All right. And what happened?
They made it to the Final Four. He canceled the show.
So we could watch the game on TV.
And they found out that's the reason, and fans were not, they were not pleased. And in fact, Mac, who we had on earlier, he was down on Broadway in Nashville this week, and Eric Church has a club down there, a really cool club that I've been to several times. But Eric Church had a lot of damage control to do with the fan base, and I think it was in San Antonio. It was somewhere in Texas, I know that for a fact. But that was all the news. And, there's some pictures of Eric Church and Mark Egli. He has rubbed elbows with the greats, and he, I know he shared with us before, John Rager, and so you have been blessed. You were blessed to know Arnold Palmer, but they were very close. Mark Egli and Arnold Palmer, and I know you had many, many instances. You were blessed as well, John.
Absolutely. Hey, this is a perfect lead-in to the John Rager Report, because we're going to talk about Phil Mickelson, and we want to read all about it on the John Rager Report. We post this on our On the Tee Florida and John Rager Golf social media, including Facebook, X, which is formerly Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So our topics include the latest news from the world of golf, updates about our On the Tee Florida leagues and events, plus bonus features about travel and lifestyle. So this week, the John Rager Report is about Phil Mickelson. Did Phil Mickelson place a substantial wager on the U.S. Ryder Cup to win in 2012? Well, this is the claim of noted gambler Billy Walters in an excerpt from his forthcoming book, Gambler: Secrets from a Life at Risk. Now, for our listeners out there, they may not know who Billy Walters is, but he was once regarded as one of the most successful sports bettor in the country. So he and Phil Mickelson formed a betting partnership around 2008 that lasted 5 years. Now, Walters was sentenced to 5 years in prison for conspiring to commit insider trading from at least 2008 to 2014. He was convicted on all 10 counts against him, fined $10 million, and sentenced to 5 years in prison in 2017. Obviously, he's out now, and his book is coming out. Excerpts are coming out. And so it was talked about the 39th Ryder Cup in Chicago, Medina. Phil Mickelson called him, this is in his book, and asked him to place a $400,000 wager for him on the U.S. team, of which he was one of the 12 members.
400.
I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, 400,000 large.
So out of his book, he said, "I could not believe what I was hearing. Have you lost your..." That's what we do on radio to delete what the actual F-bomb is going to be. Okay. Mine. "Don't you remember what happened to Pete Rose?" Walters writes, referring to the former Cincinnati Reds manager who was banned from baseball for betting on his own team. Walter continued to recount the story. "You've seen as a modern-day Arnold Palmer, Phil. You'd risk all that for this? I want no part of it. All right, Walter said. Mickelson replied. Walters goes on to say that he can't confirm whether Mickelson placed that bet elsewhere, but hopefully he came to his senses considering the miracle of Medina. So Team Europe rallied from a 10-6 deficit going in the final days and won by 14.5 to 13.5, matching the largest comeback in Ryder Cup history. So that is from Billy Walters' book that's coming out. And Phil is no comment on all this right now. I don't blame him on it. But it's probably an embarrassing part of his past. You know, Phil's come out to say that he's gotten over that. He is he and his family are financially sound. Of course you are when you sign a big live golf contract. And so that's what's happening out there. And, again, you know, Phil Mickelson, when you mentioned Arnold Palmer, Mike, earlier, that, yeah, you know, Phil Mickelson was kind of in that mold. And I think his reputation's been tainted a little bit. I'm sure this book is not going to help that reputation.
Hey, John, I'm going to go really deep as far as the cultural reference is concerned, and we always want to make our way back to Caddyshack. I get a sense, buckle up, I get a sense that maybe Phil Mickelson would gamble on whether or not a kid would pick his nose, and then in turn, he would bet on whether or not he would eat it.
Well, you know, that movie came out in 1980, and it set PJ golf professionals back about 50 years. But I can tell you for a fact that gambling is part of the culture of country clubs, and people do bet on anything. But, of course, it's a tragedy when somebody like Phil Mickelson, who's been reported that bet $1 billion on stuff. So I know that he's won some and he's lost some. But you know how it works, especially out there in Las Vegas, and especially when you're working with bookies, the house wins every time.
Absolutely. They always do. And I had that conversation with John Daly once at the Legends Invitational at Pebble Beach about 1 o'clock in the morning out by the fire pits there at the inn at Spanish Bay. And I said, can I ask you a question? He goes, why not? Go ahead.
He's an open book.
Yeah. Whatever you want. And he put out his cigarette and I said, so is it even possible that you possibly lost like a $50 million? He goes, oh, that number's a lot larger than that. And I was like, really? And I said, did you have a good time? He goes, I had a great time. I love gambling. I will always love gambling. I just don't have as much scratch to gamble anymore. And I was like, okay. The guy was owning it.
Well, right here at Clearwater Country Club, all year long when he's home,
right,
on Fridays, he has a skins game against these gentlemen, that, and John knows this, these gentlemen that come in from all over the state,
yep,
to take him on.
Yeah.
And I've been up there on two occasions with the growler, Lynn Strickler, one of the foremost caddies in all of golf history, and he introduced me. And we're going to do something in November with his event up there. But, yeah, I saw him just getting ready. He grabbed JD and Coke.
Yep. That's his thing.
And had a butt in his hand. And we were talking Arkansas basketball. It was right around March Madness. I didn't ask him one question about golf. And I told him we were working with Major Ed on his charitable event. And he said, let's get it done next year. So we'll look forward to that. But, yeah, he loves doing it. Can you imagine combining Charles Barkley, Sir Charles, Lefty, and John Daly's losings together? That number's got to be staggering after we throw the $1 billion in there, John.
Well, you know, Kerry, let's say the quiet part out loud. If you look at the traits of champions, and I know that traits of champions, you know, we just had a wonderful conversation with Mark Egli about Zach Johnson, but there's also a trait of champions that they're like riverboat gamblers. Not only John Daly, Phil Mickelson, but look at Michael Jordan. I'm sure that things could come out on him, too, as what his gambling habits are. But it's almost like these folks are really intent. They just love the thrill, the chase. They love betting. That they love gambling, and it's not maybe a trait that we should emulate at this point because, you know, it does cost people their lives and their marriages and their fortunes, but yet it seems to be a common trait amongst some of these top performers, especially Hall of Fame performers that are out there, and they gamble a lot, they like to play a lot, they like to compete a lot, and it's interesting to see when you look back on some of these people's careers, especially the conversation I had with John Daly, they're honest and open about it, and they know that they went back, maybe they wouldn't do it, but maybe that was one of the things that fueled their competitive fires.
Yeah, it's a great analogy. I think you're right. I think it is, because you think about the shots that Mickelson has made, right? For instance, from the pine needles at the Masters, but the shots that he's missed at Wingfoot, because, you know, he was going for these things, and that's just the way he's wired.
Riverboat gamblers.
I love that analogy, and I think that is part of their DNA. It's part of their makeup, and it'll be interesting to see going forward as he gets older. Did he put any of that $200 million away? Did he pay everybody off? What's going to happen? How will things end?
Well, and the reality is that had a lot to do with him making this decision to go to LIV.
Of course. Absolutely.
Some semblance of desperance. Right. You know, he was desperate to some degree.
Right. And it's interesting, too, as well, that you get a chance to look inside a little bit with the show Full Swing at Brooks Koepka. And then you also get a look at Ian Poulter, who was very straightforward. And he said, listen, this shores up things financially for my family. That's why I'm doing this, because I'm getting older, longer in the tooth, and I don't know how much I have left in the tank. And when somebody puts that kind of money on the table, I'm going to take it for not just myself, but for my family. And, of course, Ian does have like a clothing addiction.
Yes, he does. Did you see his closet?
Oh, I love his closet. I think it's
better. Here's the deal about Ian Poulter. I thought, you know, you don't care.
Hey, you talk about Ian Poulter and clothing. Talk about his cars. But, you know, Ian has a son that's going to play golf at University of Florida. And, you know, Ian, he likes his clothing. He likes his cars. Yeah, I can see that. And it's tough. It can be really interesting to see if people decisions they have to make. I mean, if LIV Golf came to on the tee Florida Golf and said that, hey, we're going to give you $1 million a year to, you know, sponsor your show, I'm you know, Michael turned it down in a heartbeat. But yeah, there might be a separation of ways.
If they gave us 10 grand right now, we're in.
I'm just looking for cab fare at this point. Yeah, John.
He had to take an Uber, and I'm looking for some scratch to get him home. He's got to go pick up his lovely bride, so we'll let him slide out of here in a few. But when you take a look at the decision, I want to ask you this. When you take a look at the decision that Zach has to make, and Mark Egli's perspective, I respect Mark's opinion, because he knows Zach so well.
Yeah.
But there are so many elements in making this decision, John Rager.
Well, here's what's going to happen. My time machine broke right before the Open Championship, and thus Mike Rickard picked John Rahm and came out on top of all this. But my time machine, I got to repair it. I'm back in action here. I predict that Brooks Koepka will be on the Ryder Cup team. No other LIV golfer will be. He earned his spot by winning the PGA Championship, just like Brian Harman earned that spot by winning the Open Championship. You can't not have a major championship winner not on the Ryder Cup team. Jack knows that. I think the decision's been made for him already, in the sense that Brooke has earned his way on the team.
I agree with you, John. I think so. And what we should do as a team is we should put together our Ryder Cup team picks and see who gets it right.
We did that with several of the majors.
Let's
so
do it.
We may as well do that.
Let's do it.
I got to ask you, though, do you think JT, Justin Thomas, deserves a shot or absolutely not?
No. He's just not playing well, and he didn't have a great year, and he would be the first one to admit it. Now, from a spirit standpoint, and if you put him on the team, he's going to play well. So, but at the same time, you have to earn your way onto this team. And even as a captain's pick, you have to make some logical sense. However, Zach's the captain, and he can pick whoever he wants to pick. And there might be a movement for that. I'm all in for Ricky Fowler. I hope Ricky Fowler has a great FedEx Cup playoff run. He's playing now, really well.
He's number nine in FedEx Cup points, so I can see. He needs to have a couple great tournaments.
Yeah.
But I think that Ricky Fowler definitely deserves and would be a great asset.
And can we shift this conversation just a little bit to the venue?
We never ask about where we just do
no,
it.
No, I'm just saying.
In Italy?
I want to talk about the fact that this is going to be taking place for the very first time. in Italy. And I couldn't be more excited about it. I've been to Rome twice for business and did have a chance to look around at what was going on. I did not play any golf in Italy, but I loved
my bocce ball.
One of my best friends in the whole wide world, my brother-in-law, Joe Trapanese. He's a Sicilian heritage. I turned him on to golf about 25 years ago. I bought him like a off the rack full set.
Your sister married a Sicilian?
Oh yeah.
I never make a mistake.
The Irish and the Sicilian. Oh. He's a great guy. He just retired. He sold his air conditioning refrigeration business. They came down to Florida with the perfect professions about 30 years ago. One, air conditioning and refrigeration. The other one, registered nurse. My sister's a registered nurse. But I am so excited that the Ryder Cup is going to be in Italy this year. I think it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be fun to watch the crowd. And as always, when you go to Rome or you go to Italy, order the bolognese.
And that's your tip for travel?
That's it.
Brought to you by Kerry McNally.
All right, I got to go, guys.
All right,
I love
man.
You guys.
Thank you very
always
much.
Always a pleasure. Great show, Mike. John, always incredibly insightful and flawless. And what a pleasure. What an honor to be on the air with Mark Egli. Oh, wow, man.
He's a great guy.
I just was connecting
with another great Iowan.
Yeah.
Promoting that Iowa State Fair, baby.
I think you should run for governor, dude. You'd be the corniest character.
Yes,
never
I would.
Run for governor, but you might actually win. And you could probably get some stuff done because you know that state so well.
Well, we'll talk off the air about that topic. Right. Anyway, I digress.
I'm out.
Again. All right. And he's Kerry McNally, and he's kind enough to take some time and come down and join us today as we wind things down. It was a wild party here earlier. Oh, my God, we couldn't hear each other. We're in the 19th Old Clubhouse Studios here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And, John, you would have been right in the midst of this fun.
I tell you what, it's always fun to be down there in the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse, and especially now, you can come to that restaurant, and all you have to do is scan a barcode or just go to a website. You can book your simulator and go have fun. Bring your family, bring your friends. Plus, we have our Monday Night Golf League, and we're like into our second week of that now, and we've just got a wonderful group of people out there that have been coming on Monday nights and playing on the golf simulator. They pick their course. They pick the holes they want to play. A lot of great prizes. If you go to onthetfloridagolf.com, you'll be able to scan that barcode reserve. That'll be tonight, because once we get off the air, I have to go ahead and update the website. But we just got that barcode scanned today, and we need you to use the barcode or go ahead to the website. And actually, Ferg's has created a brand-new website for us called fergsfullswing.com. If you go there, it'll take you right to the booking engine. So you might be sitting at the bar having a Sea Dog brew or a Shipyard brew, and you're sitting there, or maybe even an Ice Pick Blue vodka drink that Patty Suzette put together for us. And you look over there, and you see the simulator, and it's empty. You can book it right now in the bar and have a great time. And Ferg has done a wonderful job with that upstairs clubhouse. When I had the good fortune of coming down last month, and I'm coming in a couple of weeks. I'm going to give everybody a heads up. Coming in a couple of weeks here, so everybody tighten up. We're going to have a wonderful time there. And it's a wonderful place to come and have a beer and play golf.
Looking forward to it, and then we'll have a little breakfast over at our favorite breakfast place at Sea Dogs Brewery. You know, I have overcome a lot today in these 2 hours. We had all these women from St. Louis that were crazy and interrupting us. And then I got Mac over here now. As I'm trying to wind things down professionally, he comes up from his perch down in the DJ booth where the party has wound down for about 9 innings. And now he's taking all of my focus away, John Rager, as we try to wind things down. But let's effort through this. So some great news coming in September for us. We're going to have a co-ed league, and we're going to have a Monday Night Football League as well. I'm looking forward to that. Brought to you by our good friends at Michelob Ultra and Ice Pick Vodka. They're all over. They love the idea of the Monday Night Football interaction with our leagues.
Well, we're going to merge football and golf together, and it's different every Monday night, because we know that every Monday night there's a different team scheduled. And I can tell you that wear your team colors, come on down. We'll be there, and we'll have a good time with the simulators. But also, we'll have a unique time with all our prizes and the feats of skill that you can combine football and golf together.
Well, I've got Coca-Cola has stepped up to the plate. They're going to provide us with Swag, Michelob Ultra, Monster at the same time. We will have plenty to give away. And, by the way, I've got, when you get down here, I've got new Swag for On the Tee Florida. Just arrived yesterday, my friend, and I certainly have your size. I'm going to have to get a custom hat made for you, like the one that the brim you've been wearing for decades.
Well, one of the things we always do, we're going to close out the show with this. It's time for Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yank and Crank, extreme fishing fashion. It's what golfers wear when they're fishing. So I just want to give everybody a quick weather report, and we're going to do that weather report from Memphis, Tennessee. That's where they're playing the first leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs. It's a little cooler up there right now. It only feels like 85 degrees. I know in St. Pete right now, especially inside Fergs, it's a great 72 degrees of low humidity. But there it's 85 degrees, 87% humidity, cloud cover about 70%. They had a rain delay earlier this morning, but it looks like a small chance of rain throughout the weekend there. And so I'm looking forward to a great tournament this weekend. You can watch it online at pjtour.com or go to the networks and watch it. But that is Wild Bill's Weather Report, and there you have it. And it's brought to you by Yank and Crank. Again, extreme fishing fashion, what golfers wear when they're fishing.
Well, and Jordan Spieth on top of that leaderboard. I'm looking forward to watching that. I got up this morning. I had to take someone to the airport early this morning, and I got up, and there was a little golf from England to watch the ladies this morning. So that wasn't a bad deal at about 5 a.m.
Well, the AIG Women's Open just outside London, and we're looking forward to rooting on all the ladies out there. Don't forget the ladies who play golf. They are on par with the men's professional golf tours. So you're going to see some great golf. So fortunate for us, if you got insomnia, you can wake up early and watch it on the Golf Channel.
Kelly Ewing on top of that at 4-under, and our own Bradenton Zanelli Korda, still ranked number 2 in the world. She is at 1-over, and that's a, of course, any time a track like that over in England, everybody that's within 5 strokes is certainly in the hunt.
Well, I love watching golf this time of year when it's hot as Hades here in North America. They're all still wearing sweaters, so it's great to see that. It just cools you down when you watch it on television.
All right, my man, how'd the move go? You got about a minute.
How's the what?
How'd the move go? You all moved in? You got your man cave set up now, and you're all set?
Absolutely. Got my man cave set up. Got a lot of the footballs up there. Got my memorabilia, and looking forward to enjoying the new home here, and just appreciative the fact that we're on the air every week, Thursdays, 5 to 7, talking golf on the Tee Florida. Go to our website, onthetflorida.com. Actually, I misspoke. It's onthetfloridagolf.com. You'll find out about our on-air personalities, our sponsors, and our free email membership to enjoy great benefits. And you can now reserve a tee time on Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Golf Simulators.
From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse, I'm Mike Rickard for John Rager. Kerry McNally, of course, Tom Gribben out in Denver, thinking of him. Patty Suzette, Mark Egley, great conversation. Joe Berdow and Matt on the controls, thanks for listening. And Mac, of course, on the Tee Florida. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Remember to keep it in the short grass and always hit them straight.